Hey, what do you want? No, really, what do you want? What do you want out of life? What do you want out of a relationship? What do you want out of your finances? What do you want to pull out of your bank every couple weeks? What do you want? And guess what? It's possible, but not for most of you. And that's where we're going today. Wake the Faith Up Slayer, Garth Heckman. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And why wouldn't you? Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. We're now on Spotify, posting videos every week on YouTube, on our David Alliance channel, on our Facebook page. Check us out. Hey, don't forget March 26th, if you're in the Southwest Minnesota Twin Cities area, our church in New Prague is, our church Hillspring is in New Prague. And starting Tuesday night, March 26th, we're starting the How to Be a Man series. We're grubbing at 6:45. The meeting starts at 7:15. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be awesome. Some really good topics. Invite your friends. You don't have to be a member of church to come. And it will be online live on YouTube and Facebook. And you can always go back and check it out. All right, let's jump into it. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word must share in all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap in return. The one who sows to please his flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So, what you want does not mean it's what you'll get, right? But guaranteed, what you do get is what you attracted into your life by the choices you've made, by the things you've sown into your life. If I ask you, what kind of body do you want? What are you sowing? What are the choices you're making for that? What kind of wife do you want? What are you sowing into your life right now to attract that type of wife? What kind of relationships? What kind of finances? Where's the seed? What kind of seed are you planting to attract that? Because you don't just live your life like, you know, Dewey Dum-Dum and then fall into great finances, fall into a great relationship, fall into a great marriage. You have to track those. You have to bring those into being by what you sow into your life. I really feel sorry for those girls who sleep around, or the bad girl, the hot chick, the girl who's not afraid to be herself. I saw a little snippet on social media a couple days ago. These two guys are interviewing these girls, and some of them are porn stars, and some of them are OnlyFans stars, and they're saying, what do you want in a man? And one of the girls said, I want like a man who's like a biblical man, who has character and integrity and wants to care for his woman and take care of his wife. And the dude stops her and he says, let me ask you a question. How many of you in this room are virgins? None of them could raise your hand. He said, how many of you have slept with multiple men? How many of you know how to cook? How many of you have a recipe book? How many of you have the innocence and the character and the integrity to attract such a man? He said, that's a bold statement. You want that, but yet you're not going to sow into receiving that? Hey, it's the same for men. Boys to men, I guess I should say. Hey, why is divorce so high? Well, lots of reasons, but the major reason is in the late 50s, men started sleeping around outside of marriage, and they sowed that into our nation. And now, 75 years later, we see most kids being raised without a father. And even if he is in the house, he's not there mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. See, when you sow the right things, when you make the right choices, the tough choices, you're investing into a beautiful future. If you sow by your feelings, well, you're creating bills for your emotions. You're creating future bills for your body, future bills for your mind and relationships that you will never be able to pay. In fact, they will bankrupt you. So probably about 15 years ago, I stood in front of a group of the most hardened 12 to 17 year old boys I'd ever been in front of. They were in a maximum prison. They'd all done, created and had these heinous crimes. And I was there to talk to them, to motivate them. They couldn't care less of who I was or why I was there. They'd heard everybody. They'd heard everything. I was a nobody. They were like, you know, hurry up, say your thing, and get out of here. Just go. That was their attitude. So I simply started out by asking them some questions. At one point, I finally said, so why are you in here? And with smirks and with grins and some with some disdain, They began to go around and give me answers. They were hard to hear because most of the boys could care less. They almost bragged. I'm here because I raped some women. I'm here because I killed someone. I'm here because I stole a car. And then trying to escape, I hit and killed someone. The answers were graphic, grisly. And again, they were hard to hear because the attitudes these boys shared them with were of no remorse, almost as if they were proud. When they're done sharing, the Holy Spirit whispered something into my ear, and I began to speak quite boldly. I looked at him and I said, you know what? You're not here because you're a badass. You're not here because you did some crazy rebellious stunt. You're not here because you ain't afraid of doing hard time. You're not here because you got caught and the system is unfair. You're not here because you're a bad dude and every bad dude spends hard time and then gets out and then goes back in. Then I stopped. I pointed to one of the toughest dudes in the room. And I said, you want to know why you're here, young man? You're here because you wussed out and took the easy way. You made the easy decision. This kid's back stiffened, man. I thought he was going to come at me. I said, you chickened out. You chickened out from doing what is really gutsy, really tough, what really proves a man. The hard things. Now, you didn't want to do the hard things. Like when it came to read and study and go to school, when it came to treat people with respect, you chickened out. You did the easy thing. You chose to live by your feelings, by what was easiest. Remember Galatians chapter 6 we just read? The one who sows to please his flesh, what's easy. If you sow what's easy from the flesh, you will reap destruction. And that's where these boys were at. Reaping destruction. Not because they did these heinous, crazy, cruel crimes. Because they did what was easy. Look, some of you are sowing easy seeds right now, and it means a hard future. Some of you are sowing hard seeds right now, and it means a pretty good future. Some of us are old, you know. I'm in spitting distance from 60, and now I'm reaping the fruit that I've sown the last, I don't know, 55 plus years. Some seeds, a little hard to swallow. Some, not so much. But I'm going to keep sowing the right seed. The tough seed, the hard choice. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.